I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have Tom Maxwell from talking about the re-release of Midnight Hours with us on air right now. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, thank you.
So, first question, what inspired you to re-release Midnight Hours after it was taken off the web, taken offline?
Yeah, we just had a bit of an unfortunate slip-up when we changed over to another online distributor, and it pulled the album off. So initially we thought we were quite gutted because we'd sort of, you lose all your sort of like corresponding streams and things like that as well. But so we were a little bit defeated for a second, but then just looking at it about sort of like just putting it back up there again, we realised that we had some material that we had recorded at a later date, but that was sort of written around the same time, that had just sort of been gathering dust on our hard drive. So we were able to take some of that material and add it to the previous album. So it was quite good, actually. It was great. It was a great way to sort of like clear out our vaults, so to speak.
Yeah. So that kind of leads into my next question. Can you explain the decision to split the album into two discs? Is there any reasoning behind that?
It was mainly just to sort of break it up, I guess. We decided to focus like one disc on sort of the ballads and the folk country sort of songs, a lot of like more somber, more ballads, things like that, and the second half has a lot more of the blues rock and sort of alternative rock songs that we write as well. So you're sort of like getting like two different experiences, I guess, with the two different discs. That was sort of the thinking behind it anyway.
Right.
Hey Tom, just another question, veering away from like the technicalities a little bit. First of all, I absolutely love the cover for Midnight Hours. It's so incredible.
I'm just having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Was it about the artwork?
Yeah, the artwork of the album cover. But I just wanted to say, I was talking to Elliot about this before, but it's mm-hmm. kind of very reminiscent of like Lord Huron, and like some of the songs kind of remind me of like Father John Misty and that sort of thing. So I was just wondering, who were your main like artistic influences that kind of like show themselves in this like record?
Yeah, the artistic influences, I remember when we wrote the songs, I was listening to a lot of Ryan Adams, actually.
Oh yeah.
Which is probably quite obvious, I guess it would be quite obvious if you listen to some of the songs anyway. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to a lot of like Jack White and White Stripes and things like that as well.
Yeah.
So that probably corresponds with a lot of the blues rocky sort of stuff as well. I think through those guys, it sort of like leans into like a lot of the older artists, like even like Townes Van Zandt and.
Oh, true.
A few others, just like some of those sort of like sort of classic old school songwriters and things like that. When we so you sort of like follow the path back to those kinds of guys as well.
Yeah, so, no, that's very awesome.
I'd like to think that some of their influences in there for sure.
There are a few guests on this album, if I'm not mistaken. How did you choose the guest artists be featuring?
That was just I'm fortunate. I've got very talented friends.
That's great.
That make me sound much better than I am. Time and being in the right time at the right place, between living in Dunedin, where I played with a bunch of musicians from there, and then I asked a young Holly Arrowsmith, who's a fantastic songwriter and singer. She grew up in Arrowtown as well, so I knew her personally, and she was very kind to do some backing vocals on a few songs. And then with the we recorded some of the songs a little bit later, so they were in different places around the country, and then it was just from there I would ask different friends who might have been living in the area to take part in the recording session, so hence why there's like a huge list of guests on the album.
Great. Do you have any more questions, Hansini?
No, I think that might be.
All right. Well, I've actually got one more. So, what's next? What's coming in, let's say, the next year and a half for you guys?
Yeah. I very recently got back from Los Angeles, actually, where I was fortunate enough to be flown over, and we did a little bit of recording over there as well. So we've just been working on new material, basically. But going over to the States is like very, very inspiring as well. It's like it's a pretty, pretty crazy place. It was the first time I'd ever been there, so it was quite an eye-opener. But I just tried to take that energy back here. So I've got my band here in Arrowtown. We've been working on some new material. We're playing some shows in a few town halls and things like that around the South Island for the winter.
Cool.
So we're playing in Arrowtown at the town hall here next month, June 22nd. And then we're playing in Ophir at the town hall there at the Peace Memorial Hall. And then we're playing at Rhyme and Reason Brewery in Wanaka. We're in the process of booking some shows in Dunedin, possibly in Invercargill and Christchurch as well. And then from there, we'd like to probably do some recording of the new material that we've been working on, I think.
Great. Well, it was lovely to talk to you, Tom.
Thanks very much.
I wish you and the Kilograms all the best.
Thank you.
Recommend all the listeners go listen to Midnight Hours, the re-release. Banging album. You'll love it.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.